State budgets are a mix of really, really specific allocations and vague generalities involving really amazingly large sums of money. The Buffalo Billion, too, is in that category, since that section of the capital projects budget lists what money will be used for, and that's the Buffalo Billion and the $400 million amount. East Amherst Republican Assemblyman Ray Walter says the money will be valuable in development here. Walter says he would just like to see a few more details.
I think it's great, the continued investment in Western New York. Certainly welcome it. My concern really is that there's no accountability from the governor on this program. It's just a lump sum of $400 million in the budget, that, and he has total discretion over it.
That's to be expected from a Republican who is pretty conservative. Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes is a Democrat and a fairly liberal one and an ally of the governor. Peoples-Stokes says she would also like the spending line item.
If it was line item, then it would be a foregone conclusion. It's done. We voted for the budget. The Senate voted for it. And surely the governor is going to have no problem signing any, all of the bills. So it would make me more comfortable. But to be honest, I really do have a lot of confidence in Howard Zemsky and his understanding the value of developing strategically.
Peoples-Stokes says because Zemsky developed Larkinville on Buffalo's east side, he understands the needs of her section of the city and what should be done. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.